One, two, three, take five.
Welcome to Take Five with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Today on Take 5, and all this week, we'll be thinking about the book of Deuteronomy with my guest, Dr. Mark Futato, Old Testament professor at RTS Orlando. Mark, welcome.
Glad to be here, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we want to understand this book a little bit better, so let's start with first things. Let's start with the title. What is the title of Deuteronomy in Hebrew?
In Hebrew, the title is Eileh HaDevarim, or simply Devarim. These are the words, or simply the words. And this comes from the very first words in the book. That's what Hebrew tradition typically does. Genesis is called Bereshit, in the beginning. Exodus is called Eileh Shemot. These are the names. Leviticus is called Vayikra, and he called. Numbers is called Bamidbar. So all these books in the Hebrew tradition come from the very first words in the book, and that's true with Deuteronomy. These are the words, or simply words.
So tell us about the significance of the title in Hebrew.
Well, these titles are significant, Don. A couple of things. One, it shows us continuity with the book of Numbers. Numbers 1:1 says, "The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt." Deuteronomy 1:1 says, "These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the wilderness east of the Jordan in the 40th year on the first day of the 11th month." And so you can see that the storyline is continuing, and the title to the book shows us that we're continuing the storyline that began in Genesis and has gone all the way through Numbers up till this point.
Well, and that God would give us his words, what a gift. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. God is speaking to us as his people through Moses, the great prophet of the Old Testament.
But Mark, when most of us open our Bibles, the first verse says words, but the title is Deuteronomy, which is from the Greek, and it's the second law. How did that title get attached to it?
Well, oddly enough, it kind of got attached to it by a misunderstanding of one verse in the book of Deuteronomy, but it was a fortuitous mistake because Exodus is the law given on Mount Sinai and Deuteronomy is the law given a second time, and it's given on the plains of Moab right before the people enter into the promised land. So it's a mistake, but it's a fortuitous mistake.
And it's kind of a mistake the people of Israel needed and we need, right?
That's exactly right, because it is a reissuing, a reminder of the law before entering into the promised rest in the land.
And what's significant about that?
Well, it's showing us how God is still at work to accomplish his purpose to bless the nations. The theme of Genesis is God's agenda to bless the nations. And then Exodus tells us about how God rescues his people from bondage to bring them into a relationship with himself where they can experience this blessing. Leviticus says the way they live in God's presence is holiness. And Numbers says that God is going to be extremely faithful in spite of all of our human failings. And then Deuteronomy brings us to the point of renewing our commitment to be loyal to God and to love God as we live out our lives in his presence.
So the theme of Deuteronomy is renewing loyalty and love to God right before they were entering the land of Canaan. And it's a theme relevant for us as we live out our lives in a pluralistic society as well, being true to the Lord. Thanks, Mark, for being with us and helping us to understand Deuteronomy. Listen tomorrow as we go a little bit deeper and develop a mind for truth and a heart for God.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. Reformed Theological Seminary is home to a world-class faculty. Pastors, scholars dedicated to training the next generation of faithful Christian leaders. If you'd like to visit our campus or learn more about our gospel-centered master's degree programs in divinity, counseling, biblical studies, or theological studies, go to our website, rts.edu/Orlando.